All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Thursday, March 28th of 2024. Looking ahead, it is MLB opening day. Games are already underway. Mike Trout already has a home run. It feels like business as usual. We have the DraftKings 8-game MLB main slate starting here in about 10-ish minutes. So get your final lineups in here. You know, great thing about baseball's lineups come out very early. So no late breaking news here. But aside from baseball, we had golf tee off this morning and Scotty Scheffler at super high ownership, already high up in the standings. We have a 2-game NBA main slate later this evening, and then we have a 14-game NHL slate. So super fun time to be playing DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. You get your questions in one of three ways. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and you want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. So can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do the show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and we do the show on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. So I am going to get the SaberSim app pulled up here, and we're going to jump right into questions. So it looks like our first one came in yesterday from Scooter. And Scooter said, question for today or tomorrow, what is the advantage of uploading entries to the contest file in entries? Does that allow us to view live scores? So the good thing about, you know, using like our entry editor and using our contest tab here is that if you're playing, you know, one to three lineups, like, yeah, maybe it's okay to do it by hand, but when you're playing 20 lineups, when you're playing 150 lineups, you know, that is a lot of lineups to manage, you know, clicking like buttons in the app or on the computer. What our entry editor allows you to do is to take, you know, a number of contests, as many as you're playing, as many entries as you have, you know, you could have hundreds and hundreds of entries, and put all of your lineups into your contest CSV very, very quickly, and then upload it to the site all at once. So that is, you know, first and foremost, the you know, bread and butter of using it here. And then along with that, you know, when you upload it, you will then get access to the live leaderboard when that's available, because we'll understand what players are in your lineups and how your lineups are grading out against other players. You'll be able to take advantage of our quick swap functionality. Say somebody gets ruled out, then you're going to be able to come up here to the lightning bolt, and it'll turn red if we recognize that there is a player in your lineups who is out, and then you can quickly swap that player out of all of your lineups. So just like a very easy way to manage a lot of lineups all at once. All right. Question from J. Sams Jr. And the question is, how do you use the advanced settings in the lineup rules section? With how they stack their lineup. So if we go over to our stacking rules, you're going to see that we have stack and then we have basic and advanced, right? So basic just says, hey, you know, use at least three players from a team and, you know, use these positions, you know, allow these batting orders, allow these teams, right? You could also do like a game stack. You know, you could decide if you want to have players on the opposing team or not, probably something more used in like football. But then if you go over to advanced, you know, you could say like, hey, if I am using four players from one team, you know, always use their pitcher because maybe I think they have a better chance of winning the game. Or I could say, you know, maybe I want to always include my catcher in a stack. So in this stack rule, you know, I want to say use at least three and make sure one is always a catcher or things like that. So this is for people who want to have very, very, you know, fine-tuned process about what players, what positions, and how many are included in their stacks. So it's there if you want to use it. You know, not saying you have to, but, you know, if the stacking rules, the basic version isn't getting the job done for you, then I would go over and check out the advanced option. All right. Question from Jimmy said, Do live sims work for FanDuel and Owner's Box? If they don't, should we continue to run contest sims before we late swap? Good question. So the live projections do work, which means the live sims are important. The difference between FanDuel and Owner's say that, you know, games are starting and we have Tyler Glasnow at like 36% ownership and Skuball at 35. We'll say Glasnow comes in at 40% and Skuball comes in at 30%. We're going to make those adjustments on DraftKings before rebuilding ownership for the rest of the slate. Now on FanDuel in Owner's Box, what would happen is we would basically just lock in the projected ownership from pre-slate, so the 36 and 35%, those wouldn't change and those would just stay locked. And then if any breaking news came up that would warrant ownership projections changing, those would just stay static. So the difference is that on FanDuel and Owner's Box, we don't have the actual ownership because we don't have access to the contest data like we do for DraftKings. But with DraftKings, we will make that change to actual ownership. Aside from that, the live sims do work for MLB. They're getting run, I believe, every half inning. And then you will be able to use those live projections for your contest. So I think if you were to be playing the slate here in 10 minutes, somebody hits a home run, you know, that's going to get updated in the live projection column. All right. Question from B. Fonz. Question says, I've never played MLB. Is there a lot of late swapping? I'm on the pro plan. So I would say there's definitely less late swapping than something like NBA. You know, if you've been playing DFS and you've been playing the last couple of months here, probably been playing a lot of NBA. There is definitely less late swapping. Like, for instance, today on the main slate, all the games start at the same time. So there's literally no late swapping, which is nice. You know, all the games locked. Just get to go and enjoy the games and sweat your lineups. As we get later into the year, you know, there's usually games at like 7 p.m. Eastern and then 8 p.m. Eastern and then, you know, 10 p.m. Eastern. So there's definitely less start times than a sport like NBA where games are starting like every 30 minutes. So these are more spread out. It's usually like 7 Eastern, 8 Eastern, and 10 Eastern are like the normal times. There's sometimes, you know, a little wiggle room in between there, like 15, 20 minutes. But late swapping, not as impactful because lineups come out 3 hours prior to lock most often here, and you won't see a ton of significant late scratches. All right, scrolling down here. Next question. Question about lineup selection. What's the optimal way to get lineups I want into the contest I want? And also, what advanced things other than RAROI and geo mean should I be using to compare lineups in my pool? So the easiest thing to do is to use, you know, your unique rank fill method. So say I had, you know, a list of contests here. What I would do is I would, you know, use the drag and drop feature to move them around however I want. And then if I look at like, okay, you know, my top lineup, I wanted to go into this one specific contest, then I would make sure that, you know, that contest is first on my list. Cause what unique rank is going to do is put your rank one lineup into your top contest. So this is if you had five single entries, it would put lineup one into the top, lineup two into the second, lineup three into the third, et cetera, et cetera. So that way you know, okay, which lineups are going into which contest, and you can be very deliberate with it. So unique rank is going to be your best option there. And then second question was, what other advanced things other than RAROI and GeoMean should I be using to compare my lineups in my pool? Not really sure. You know, a little bit of that is more art than science. If you're looking for like some, you know, direction, I would say Jordan released a video earlier today called Crush MLB DFS, like a daily fantasy baseball pro. This is literally him walking through building MLB lineups, talking about what he's looking at, talking about things that are catching his eye. So I would watch this video if you're looking for more insight into what to look for as you're building, and I will drop it here in the YouTube chat, and then I will also drop it in the Discord as well. So check out that video. All right, gonna hit this next question and gonna get Saberson pulled back up. Question Question says, is there an easy way to restrict stacking partners for a particular team? Example, if stacking greater than four national players don't allow multiple Reds, haven't had a need for this since last MLB season when I was still using SaberSim Classic. With SS Classic, you could do it both pre-build in the team stacks page by unchecking or just bulk highlighting the pairing post-build and deleting from the pool. Neither of those appear to be an option. Played around with custom rules and didn't see anything outside of manually making the groups every time I wanted to do this. Okay, so the example given is if stacking greater than four nationals don't allow multiple Reds. So what you're saying here is like, it. So this is a game stack option, right? So what I would do is I would if at least four from a team, right? Group by team. I'm only going to check the players. Then use no more. You said multiple, so I'm just going to say use no more than one, since I'm going to count two as multiple here, on the opposing team. So what this rule will do is, and when I save it as a manual rule, you'll get to see this better. So when I open up this rule, it's going to say, and I'll go down to Washington. Where's Washington? So this will basically create all of those rules for players. If at least four players from Washington, and it puts those players in for you, then use no more than one from Cincinnati. So instead of you coming in here and manually checking all these guys in, it created all of the game stack rules for you. And then, so if this is like what you want, great, awesome. You can come back here. And then I would typically just say this as an auto rule. Saving it as manual just allows you to go in and verify that the rule looks like what you expected it to look like. So that is what I would do. All right. Next question here. This actually answers two questions, one from MP in the Discord and then one from John here. So question is, I see SS will support UFL. Will SaberSim be providing projections and sims / contest sims? And then John said, are you guys going to do projections for UFL? So yes, we will have projections for UFL. My guess is that they will be up sometime tomorrow morning or afternoon, but we will have projections and ownership for the four-game UFL slate on Saturday. And as long as there are ownership projections, contest sims will work. So be on the lookout for those. Team's been really focused on baseball today, but our attention will shift to making sure we are all set up for UFL tomorrow. All right, question from Sam. I tried the geomean formula for a field of 5,112, but I keep getting the same number. I'm thinking this is user error, so could you perform this for 1, 5, and 10 dupes, please? Well, you should get the same number. So, you know, I don't think you're doing anything wrong. If you're getting the same number, that is what you should expect to do. So I'll just give you a quick run through on a calculator. So say I want to do 10 dupes, right? So what I would do is parentheses 10 divided by 5,012. And then you go to the power parentheses. I don't know what sport you're doing this for. So I'm just going to assume this is, we'll say MLB Showdown, like a 6-player format. So 1 divided by 6, which is the number of players in your lineup. And then you click equal, and then I got 35.36, right? So then if I wanted to do 5, I would just swap out 10 with 5 and then swap out 5 with 1. But the formula is the same. So the important thing is, you know, always make sure to hit equal after you do that 1 divided by 6. So I think something that people can run into is like they do 10 divided by 5,012 to the power of 1 divided by 6. When you close that parenthesis for 1 divided by 6, it gives you 1 divided by 6 as the answer, but you have to click equals to get the whole formula to calculate. So maybe that's what you're running into. So I would just try that out. All right. Getting SaberSim pulled back up here. And follow-up question. From the earlier question, I meant to be a generic question where the game stack option doesn't work. Imagine if it was if using four Washington don't allow multiple Dodgers players. Okay, so if these are two different games, then you are going to have to do individual rules. So what you would have to do is you would have to go into your lineup rules and do a manual version. So I would say group manual. If at least four from Washington, then go and use no more than one from the Dodgers. So that would have to be a manual rule in order to do that. All right. Looks like those are all the questions here in the Discord. Taking a quick peek at the YouTube chat. Looks like we only had a question from John, which we got to about the UFL here. So it looks like we're all caught up here. Appreciate you guys tuning in and hanging out with me. Enjoy baseball the rest of the day. Games are just getting started. Should be a ton of action. Check out the live leaderboard. If you guys have your CSV in the app, go over to a contest that you are playing. Click on the contest. Make sure that your DK name is synced up in SaberSim, and then you will be able to see our live leaderboard and see how you're doing and, you know, be able to sweat your lineups in real time in the SaberSim app. So it should be a ton of fun today. Good luck, everybody. I will see you all tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern. So until then, thanks. Bye.